Workers for the Coconut Creek-based charity Food for the Poor came upon 240 people living in a cave near Jeremie, Haiti. That's on the country's southwest peninsula, which was devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The discovery was the most troubling sign yet that post-hurricane conditions are worsening. Angel Aloma is Food for the Poor's executive director. He told WLRN as he returned from Haiti over the weekend that he won't be surprised if relief workers find more cave dwellers there.
Before we discovered these people, there were 13 deaths because they were eating things that were poisonous because of the desperation of hunger. Hurricane Matthew destroyed their crops and drowned their animals. Then they planted again, then a drought came. They're completely desperate.
But Aloma says the continuing cave crisis means housing aid is just as important as food aid for the 500,000 people affected in that area. He urges Americans to donate to that now since the Haitian government lacks housing resources.
That would be a huge help to us because housing is not inexpensive, although we do have great price. We need to give these people sturdy homes.
Aloma says groups like Food for the Poor can build small but sturdy single-family units in southwest Haiti for $3,600 apiece. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.